The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health. And my co-host, Dr. Carol Smith, our commissioner, is out today. Today's topic is one that couldn't be more fundamental to community health and wellness, and that is food insecurity and access to food. Food insecurity is a really difficult challenge and is sometimes one that's hidden because it's believed to be underreported. In 2015, the CDC did a survey, which they do in every community across the nation, and it found that 25.1% of adults in Ulster County were food insecure. Our own community survey as part of our community health assessment last year, which surveyed over 600 respondents, indicated that 14.4% of households reported some degree of food insecurity. And really, food insecurity is not just not having enough food to eat, but also struggling to make that happen for your family, to get enough food on the table. And certainly, it's a big issue. All of us know that food is an expensive commodity, and eating healthy can be really challenging when you don't have enough funds or resources to provide sufficient food. So today, we have a young man who did some really important work in this area. His name is Michael Burke. Michael is an environmental studies major at SUNY Ulster, and he's current president of the SUNY Ulster Environmental Club. And he is a person who went back to school after earning his GED and actually used food assistance to really help him and his family get through some really tough times. And I think Michael has a very unique perspective, and he's going to tell us about a really innovative program that he was part of and some other great information. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you.
Michael, tell us a little bit about yourself and why, how and why you decided to get involved in this work.
You know, I'm an environmental studies major currently at SUNY Ulster, and I chose that work on the, you know, premise of sustainability, which is like a one word that embodies a lot of things. And I was introduced to this by the RVGA, which was a program of the Open Space Institute at the time.
What's RVGA?
The Rhondda Valley Growers Association.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Open Space Institute was offering a Healthy Communities grant under the Barnabas McHenry Awards. And it was focused on students all over the Hudson Valley. So Deborah Meyer-Dewan of Rhondda Valley Growers Association, you know.
Former director.
Former director now, uh-huh. Yes, that's right. And she approached the SUNY Ulster, the campus. And to get the word out, Dr. Costello approached me. And the three of us sat down, discussed the ideas for the project. And it turned out to be something very important to me and checked all the boxes of something I wanted to be a part of.
So tell us what this project is.
It was partly helping the Farm to Food Pantry program hands-on for me, you know, and so I would use my car to do runs in Ellenville and pick up from Barthel's and Saunders Kills Farm and Muddy Farm.
These are all family farms in the Rhondda Valley.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, they're big names. Some are smaller, some are bigger. But and I would bring stuff to the food pantries in Ellenville, Community Action, mostly in Family of Ellenville.
Mm-hmm.
And the other part of it was working with the Arc of Ulster Green. They have a school-to-work program. And we kind of melded the Rhondda Valley Growers farm-to-school and the school-to-work kind of together. And we built 6 raised bed gardens with the students. And Davenport's donated food that we planted and grew. And they helped me, you know, harvest that food. We maintained those gardens and donated it's the food pantries, you know, and along with other education things we did with them. We took trips to the Seed Song Farm Center. Mm-hmm. In Kingston. And, you know, we went to food pantries. We volunteered and picked apples at local residents and donated. And the students were able to grow about 100 pounds of food and donate just out of their gardens.
That's terrific.
Yeah. And they picked about 131 pounds of apples to donate on that other volunteer trip that we had done with Ulster Corps. Mm-hmm. We work a lot with them for volunteer work. So, yeah, and that was the main work of this summer, was kind of melding those, and which is going to culminate in this forum with SUNY Ulster, which is trying to get the next generation involved as well.
Mm-hmm. So. And the ARC students are students with developmental disabilities?
Yeah, they're mostly in that program that help them like gain extra skills for working. They have disabilities of varying, you know, degrees, but I will tell you, they were my favorite part of the summer. Their compassion and willing to work and learn was like unmeasurable. And usually they're always told that, you know, they need help, but when they were given the opportunity to do this work help and help others. Other people, they were all in, and they were great. It was a good time. It was fun too. It wasn't just work, you know. We had fun, and that was like it was important.
Mm-hmm. Now, was this part of your studies for credit at school? I mean, was this part of a project, or are you responding to this grant opportunity?
It was. Yeah, I don't get credit at school for this, mm-hmm. but we were awarded this grant, which was, you know, allowed us to operate these programs and keep me involved. And so it was more for this grant, which I don't get credits for school. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something that a project that we got a grant for, and I feel very strongly about.
An Open Space Institute is really an organization. I being the former supervisor of the town of Marbletown, we worked with them pretty extensively with protecting some local heritage yeah. family farms. And that's really their interest in helping the farm community maintain sustainability and financial viability. And that's what Roundout Valley Growers Association is, to really help connect farmers with markets, to help provide technical expertise, to really kind of unite into a more cohesive, sustainable agricultural system here in Ulster County. And agriculture is the number two industry overall.
Yeah, they primarily like the conservation and to maintain that. And like I said, you know, I started all this going to school for sustainability. And I think a key part of that, that's just one word, but there's a lot of parts of that. And in agriculture and, you know, food security is a big piece of that, you know, so that's why I kind of jumped on it. And in the community we live in is a farming community. And mm-hmm. It's the heritage here goes back a long time, you know, and a healthy community, you know, mm-hmm. requires a community.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking earlier before the show about how important it is to really take into account the total context in which people and families live their lives. And that's really behind the concept of Healthy Ulster Radio, and creating a healthy Ulster County is really taking a whole community approach and really not only looking at an individual family and trying to educate them to eat healthier, but creating the positive environment around that family and around their community that really makes that possible. And I think that this sounds like a really important part of that.
Yeah, this project embodies that thought exactly. You know, this wasn't just me or the Roundout Valley Growers Association. This project, you know, addressing food insecurity specifically in this, you know, project, but we work with the volunteers of Ulster Corps and the food pantries at Family and People's Place in Kingston, and you know, the Arc of Ulster Green, and you know, these farmers like Creek Iverson of Seed Song Farm Center with education. And it takes all these different parts to make it work. You know, not just one of us, you know, can answer this. It's a community, and the goal is to not only get the next generation involved, but you know, like someone like me who benefited from these programs can then turn around and give back.
Uh-huh.
And that's how it can sustain itself eventually, you know?
Uh-huh. And I know that you mentioned in the notes about yourself that you and your family took advantage of SNAP, which are food stamp credits, to help you get through going back to school to earn your degree and to really sustain your family. And, you know, there are a whole lot of people also who are in that space where they may not qualify for mm-hmm. for benefits or assistance of some kind because they make a little bit too much money to qualify, but not enough money to really take care of their families and really provide for their food needs. So very often those food pantries really fill that gap.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and I think people often think that food is not for them because they don't qualify, but it is. It's for anyone who's struggling. And you know, we use SNAP before I kind of like I already make too much to be on it now, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. you know, programs like this are what make it so we can try to, you know, make up the difference. So yeah, I think people tend to think that, hey, I'm not on food stamps and that food's not for me, but it's for anyone in the community struggling. And most of the people that are food insecure are the struggling, they're working but struggling to maintain, you know, the a healthy diet, or even, you know, the appropriate amount of groceries, you know, depending on your children.
I mean if you're not a two income household, and many communities are not, it is tough to, you know, between housing costs and food costs and raising children and all those other issues, it is a bit of a struggle. You know, I know the Roundup Valley growers and the farmers in Ulster County have been tremendously generous in donating fresh produce, which is really critical. And one of the issues that came up with that was that, you know, farmers will donate a large amount of produce at a given time because that's when the harvest is, but that the small food pantries can't handle it because they don't really have the storage capacity. So family and was part of a grant that we participated in with the health department that set up six regional distribution centers, which are essentially giant walk-in coolers, where food could get donated, put there, and then the food pantries could come and get it when they, as needed, which really, really made a huge difference. But I want to find out more about the forum that you talked about. But first, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. We'll be back after these messages.
When it comes to surgery, you always want to be in the best surgical hands. Now, thanks to WMC Health Physicians at Lake Katrine, a member of the Westchester Medical Center Health Network, it's easy to find an expert surgeon close to home, featuring eight highly respected doctors in six unique areas of practice. WMC Health Physicians at Lake Katrine is the latest way we're advancing care here in the Hudson Valley. The surgeons at WMC Health Physicians are leaders in the fields of breast surgery, general surgery, neurosurgery, surgical oncology, thoracic surgery, and vascular surgery, all equipped with the latest technology and approaches for the best possible care. And because they're part of WMC Health, your surgery can be performed at a location most convenient for you. Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital in Poughkeepsie or Health Alliance Hospitals in Kingston. Another way, we're advancing care here. For more information, visit wmchealth.org/Lake Katrine.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our guest today is Michael Burke, who's an environmental studies major at SUNY Ulster, and he's done some really important work on food insecurity. So, Michael, we talked about what you did over the summer with respect to addressing food insecurity, and you mentioned that there's a forum coming up in October, at the end of the month, I believe it is?
It's on October 24th. It's a Tuesday. And it's going to be from 5 to 8 at the SUNY Ulster campus in the Student Lounge in Vanderlyn building. So it's the Food for Thought Forum. And essentially what it is, I'm going to be using the work I did with the ARC students to kind of narrate the you know, the connection between all these agencies that came together. And there'll be a panel with a representative for each. You know, we're going to have Creek Iverson representing the farmers and the Seedsong Farm Center, and Deborah Meyer Dewan will be representing Roundup Valley Growers, and Michael Berg will be representing family, and Beth McLendon will be representing Ulster Corps, and then we have a SUNY Ulster student who will be representing People's Place for kind of like a community aspect at the end of all this. So, and some the ARC students will have some testimony to give, and there'll be a question and answer at the end, and there'll be refreshments, and you know, so I think it's a really important thing because you know, I've just recently came into this work, and these people have been doing this, people like Michael Berg and Beth McLendon, and they've been working at this tremendous work for a long time. And so the forum is to also is, you know, to educate on food insecurity, and for me personally, shine the light on these people that have committed a lot of their time to helping people just because it's the right thing to do. And I think that's key to a healthy community. You know, and so I think it's going to be a really good event. And one of the reasons I think it's important, too, is one of the biggest populations of food insecure is community college students, mm-hmm. you know, and college students in general, but especially community college students, you know, being at SUNY Ulster, I love SUNY Ulster. It's, you know, an amazing place and it's been great for me. And we have, you know, older students, veterans, local kids as well. No, not kids, I shouldn't say, but you know what I mean? Students. And it's hard to be a college student and work and maintain a, you know, diet. And
I know it well. I have to confess that I was a recipient of food stamps when I was in college, you know, with eons ago.
Yeah. And that's another thing. On campus, they've also started a food pantry that's started separately. It's the SUNY Ulster, you know, food pantry just for the students, and that just has been up and running. So that's another thing that, you know, they'll be able to have a table there and kind of get the information to students as well that they're doing that. And I've been working with Catherine Kelly over there with them, and they're doing great stuff too, and I see the benefits of it. You know, that's a huge burden when you gotta do homework and finish projects and then go home and take care of children as well. Mm-hmm. It's a huge relief to be able to have food.
And I know a lot of community college students, even a lot of, you know, university students elsewhere have to work, you know, maybe one to two jobs plus go to school and then maybe take care of a family and make all of that work financially. That's a tall order.
It's end up living off ramen, you know. It's the joke, but it's the, you know, it's based on a truth. So I think people should really take the time to come check us out on Tuesday. Like I said, it's from 5 to 8. It's October 24th, and it's in the student lounge on the SUNY Ulster campus. And essentially what I want to see to come from this is I just want to create the awareness of that food insecurity is a real issue. People face it every day, and that there's people working to help for no other reason than it's the right thing to do. And mm-hmm. myself, SUNY Ulster, Rondo Valley Growers, and the rest of us, we just want people to know that there's options out there.
Yeah, and that there's, you know, there's undoubtedly stigma attached to, you know, someone saying that they are food insecure and or maybe getting some help. But really, you know, there but for the grace of God go any of us, right?
Yeah, and absolutely.
And that, you know, this is also true for a lot of middle class families. I mean, I think the median household income in Ulster County is somewhere around $56,000 a year, although it takes somewhere into the 60s to afford, for instance, to own a home in Ulster County or do other things. And that's not to say that there aren't tremendous opportunities being created and that there's really some terrific economic development work going on. And the area is really undergoing a renaissance. But still, you know, that's an evolutionary process. In the meantime, people are doing what they have to do to try to make ends meet and, you know, and to get a little bit of assistance with food. And thankfully, you know, we have a really abundant agricultural system, you know, system in Ulster County, and we have farmers who are local, family farmers, and who are dedicated to the land, dedicated to their communities, and really want to be part of it and part of making things better.
Yeah, these farmers that, you know, that I've met are, you know, they're really something special because they, a lot of them are local, and even the ones that have come in from outside, they embrace the community, and they grow extra food for this program, this farm to food pantry. They grow extra stuff, and then like Beth McGlendon and Ulster Corps and the Glean team, as they like to call themselves, will go out and pick this food.
People.
Yeah, you know, and I've gotten to experience it with them, and it's just, it really is, it's more than just they're going to pick the food. This is what builds the community, is people taking part in this. And I would like to see, you know, other than showing people the options, I would the next generation to get involved, because this is your community, you know, and these people will age out eventually, and you want to see new people come in these roles. And a college has a human services department, and it has an environmental department, and this hand in hand, you know, it just makes sense.
And honestly, Ulster County progressed from being the 35th healthiest out of 62 counties in New York, due to, you know, tremendous leadership on the part of our county executive, Mike Hine, and amazing community partners working together. And really, that strength, that collective strength of community, is, you know, where the total is much greater than the sum of its parts, has to do with all these amazingly dedicated and generous people putting their efforts forth to really help each other out. And that's what really builds strength and resiliency and sustainability in a community.
Absolutely. You know, it's you work together to create a healthy community, and a healthy community is a happy community, and a happy community flourishes. And that's just, I mean, that's proven. That's
yeah, not. It flourishes, and it's also a much better place to raise a family, to start a business in, to grow a business in, to relocate to.
Yep.
You know, so, you know, as we, and with Healthy Ulster Radio, and our view at the in the county is that, that creating a healthier community is not just greater access to medical care. It goes way beyond that. It has to do with access to fresh and healthy foods, to physical activity, to safe streets, to pedestrian and bike friendly infrastructure, to, you know, to sustaining local family farms and access to local fresh produce. All those things working together really is what makes it.
Yeah, I didn't grow up in Ulster County. You know, I grew up on the other side of the river. I grew up in the Hudson Valley, mm-hmm. and I came out here, you know, slowly. I worked my way here through other, just kind of going with it. And to me, and the experience I've had, Ulster County is the gold standard in my eyes right now for these kind of programs and this kind of community welcoming to everybody and working together. And I really would like to see at come out of this is maybe, you know, people see this and they see that this can be your community too, you know, and these things can be achieved just by caring about each other, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. It never ceases to amaze me how many incredibly dedicated and caring people and organizations there are out there. Our job at the health department isn't to create change. Our job is to help orchestrate it, to help facilitate it. That's really what Healthy Ulster Radio is about. That's what all of our work with our community partners is about. And certainly the work that you did this past summer and the information that's coming up in the forum is really, really, really critical. And, you know, organizations like Family of Woodstock or Ulster Corps are just beyond, you know, above and beyond, really.
Absolutely.
I mean, you talk about Ulster Corps, a group of volunteers who don't get paid. Nobody gets paid there.
Yep.
They just do amazing volunteer work all over the community, day in and day out. That's what makes this area so special.
Yeah, absolutely. And the programs that they just come up with and work on are amazing, making sure kids have food to bring home for the weekend and making sure kids have food to bring to school. And they have, you know, the stuff that they're doing with
summer
this food,
meals program.
Summer meals programs. And then in working hand in hand with all the churches and pantries in the area to have soup kitchens. And, you know, it's amazing. And like those hubs that have been put up have been crucial, you know?
Yeah.
And now they process the processing. It's just, you know, I really, people need to come to this forum to see the extent of work that these people are doing and that they can be part of it. And, you know, I would like to see, you know, because I'm going to, you know, I can't be here forever, you know.
Right.
I would like to see another student step into this role, you know, maybe create a position and, you know, that the opportunities are, you know, can go anywhere. And I would really like to see this help kind of kick off in that direction. They've already started it. I've been able to kind of shine a light on it and be part of it. And I'd like to see it kind of grow from there and improve, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So tell us again when and where the forum is.
The forum will be at the SUNY Ulster campus. It's on Cottekill Road in the Vanderlyn building, the student lounge. It's October 24th. It's a Tuesday. The doors open at 5 and it'll be go till 8 o'clock. There'll be refreshments, information, a panel. You have some questions to ask. We'll do a Q&A. And it's just going to be a good time. So, you know.
And so if you want to find out also more information about where the 37 food pantries in Ulster County are located, you can go to the Ulster Corps website. That's ulstercorps.org. And they're listed there. And you can also visit the Ulster County Department of Health webpage at ulstercountyny.gov/health. And, you know, be part of it.
Yeah, be part of the community, you know, to create the healthy community. And the Rondout Valley Growers, their website also has the Farm Finder.
RVGA.org, is it?
I believe so, yeah. And they have the Farm Finder app on there, too, so you can find the farms and the food pantries and It's great. It's great.
Well, thank you, Michael. Thank you for coming in today. We really appreciate it. And keep up the good work and good luck with your future plans. I really enjoyed having you. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and your community healthy and strong.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.